Greetings. I greet you all in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yod-Heh Vav-Heh Tetragrammaton Adonai, the Almighty Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. I greet you all out there, my brothers and sisters. My name is Timothy Kichoke Charago. I'm from Kenya. I'm a Kenyan, but I'm residing in Johannesburg, South Africa. Yes, I am here to testify the goodness of Almighty Yahweh. This is my testimony concerning I have been battling spiritual wives. I have been battling ancestral demons. These are debit demon collectors who come to steal what we have worked for. Yes. Since I know myself in the age of 20, I have been having wet dreams. I could see in my dream a woman just coming and take all my glory. She would take all my sperms or my semen in my dreams. I have been living with this problem and it have caused a lot in my life. It have caused a lot. It have caused sicknesses in my body, backwardness, failure at the edge of the breakthrough, and many other things. So I was born through my parents, through Catholic religious, but in the year of 2014, the power of the Holy Spirit took me out of Catholic. Then I stayed without going any church or any communion. So I was just finding the true living God. I was reading Bible myself, praying myself, doing everything on my own. And the Holy Spirit was teaching me a lot. Though I know a lot in Christianity, I have, even I call the name of Jesus Christ, I could not be able to fight spiritually through this name of Jesus Christ. I could not overcome the power of these demons. I call the name of Jesus, nothing happened. They continue coming as usual in the night to sleep with me. They continue stealing from me year to year, destroying all my life. But I'm here to testify. The moment the Holy Spirit of God directed me to Apostle Lagmane Anthony from Amazon, it was, I remember it was in a day I woke up when I had this dream, sexual dream. And I woke up very, very angry. I was questioning, why me? Why this? I don't want this. What should I do now? I have tried everything. I have contacted all spiritual, powerful men of God to pray for me. I have tithed. I have fasted. I have do all kind of things. But this day, I say they never. Now, I have to take a step. What should I do? I did not even go to work. I'm telling you, God is with us. That day I did not go to work. I was busy online, searching now solution. I was even looking for the man who passed away, called T.B. Joshua. I was trying all my means, maybe to get their spiritual water, their anointing water, anointing oil, whatever. I was ready to do anything I can do. I was looking even another mighty man of God in Uganda. He's called Samuel Kakande. He's doing healing, deliverance with all powers. I was ready to go to these places. I was ready to spend my money for this thing to add in my life. So as I was in the internet, I scroll, I see in the Amazon, and then I saw a book called Deliverance from Spiritual Wife and Husband. This is where I went. I read because Anthony have put like a first 2-3 pages, like the first page, second page, he explained about the names, the true name of God, the true name of our Savior, and the true worshiping day, and the law of Yahweh. This is where I started. I said, yes, this is the day our Lord has made, Sabbath. I was once an SADA, and SDA I joined because I read myself in the Bible about Sabbath. When I knew the truth, I joined SDA, but it was not complete. SDA, they have the right day, but they don't have the right Savior. They don't have the true name, plus the mix of doctrines. So I started to read this book of Anthony. I searched him in Facebook. I read part of his story. I searched him in Amazon. I read of his spiritual books. He puts quarter of it, quarter pages per page. I read. Then he have leave his number there. I contacted him. That very same night, I contacted him. I remember it was 10 o'clock. And I did introduce him to him, to my problems. That very same night, he prayed for me in the name of Yahweh in Yahshua. Things begins happening in my dreams. Remember, if you want for God to cooperate with you, wherever you are, my listeners, make sure your dreams, you don't miss. Every night, be cautious. Any dream you dream, you have to know it in the following morning. What did I dream? Because people of God, people of Almighty Yahweh, God speak through us in the dream. That's why even Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, never play with his dreams. Daniel never play with the dreams. Biblical characters, they never play, they never joke with dreams. But today we have neglected dreams. Today you dream when you are swimming, you dream when you are eating the dream, you dream when you are having sex, you dream when you are running, you dream when you are flying, you dream with dogs, with snakes, with all sorts of animals. People, they just live normally. It is not normal. All these dreams is Almighty Yahweh revealing the enemy. Attacks of the enemy in spiritual realm. Remember, we live in two worlds. There's a spiritual world and there's a physical world. Before something happened in physical, it have happened in spiritual. That's it. Let's say, for example, if you find an accident, you have already dreamed you had an accident, then it's only a matter of it to manifest physically. But we have become ignorant. Ignorance of spiritual power. We were weakened. So, I continue with my testimony. After Anthony, Brother Anthony prayed for me first day, second day, things began happening in my dream. This woman, she tried to come to have sex with me, to take my sperm. Nothing came out. For the first day, she came with all her powers. It's a woman. Me, I'm a man. Brother Anthony prayed for me, this woman came. She managed because I did not put more pressure and praying in the midnight. She managed after Anthony prayed for me, this woman, demon came and managed. But for the second time, blocked. She came again, blocked. She came again, try all means to seduce me. Nothing. She never collect my sperms. She never collect my semen. She came again. She always come. And the more she is coming, the more me I'm playing fiery. Now this woman, she does not come near anymore in my dream. Even if she come in my dream, she'll be in a distance. Then is defeated. Up to date, she come into my dream just to check if I'm still on fire. Nothing happened. This is how I was delivered. And when she came, I shout the name of Yahshua the Messiah. Oh, bombs, lightning, thunder. Just destroy this woman into pieces. Then, that's how I was delivered through spiritual wife. Then I was delivered through ancestral demons who have been stealing from me. We always owe ancestors. They claim that we have to pay debts. These are demons. They have been stealing from me. As I contacted again, my spiritual father, Brother Anthony, he prayed for me. He gave me all spiritual exercise to do. I did all of them. Right now, in my dream, Almighty Yahweh is revealing to me. All my enemies, they are fighting themselves, eating their own flesh, drinking their own blood. I am free. To the glory of Almighty Yahweh, I am free. So, my dear listener all over the world, I'm not here to make fun or to make money or to make Brother Anthony to make money through with this voice record I'm recording, but it's to encourage you to know that there is God who is alive. There is God in heaven who is alive, and he fights for his children. Me, I am free. But I tell you, my dear listener, make sure all your dreams, you record them. And try to study them in the morning. And if you don't know them, ask Apostle Brother Anthony. He will explain to you the meaning of all your dream, what was happening. So, this is my testimony. I am free. I sleep in the night like a baby. Before I could think, oh, it's because I'm eating certain food. That's why I'm having sexual dreams. Oh, it's because I'm wearing certain clothes. Oh, it's because I'm living in a wrong house where I'm renting. Oh, it's because of this and that. Many have abandoned the house. Many have abandoned some certain food. Many have abandoned some sleeping habit. I was thinking even sleeping facing downward, it's called sexual dream. No, these are demons. No matter you sleep waking up, no matter you sleep on the side, when their time is coming, you cannot stop them. These are powerful, powerful demons. They are high-ranking demons. They are close to Lucifer. Their work is to drink men's blood, eat their soul, killing them, and all kind of things you see, bringing sicknesses, causing backwardness, and every kind of affliction we see today in the world. It is not anybody else, rather than this spiritual entity. We leave them in our house. They are causing marriage to be broken. They are causing havoc in marriages because these are spiritual wives and husbands. Every family have this spiritual spouse. Even in the Garden of Eden, in Adam and Abraham, Eve was having a spiritual spouse who is Satan. The snake who came in the Garden of Eden is a spiritual spouse. He was afraid of Eve. This is where our problem is from our first parent, Adam and Eve. There is a spiritual spouse who entered in the Garden of Eden and make love with Eve and confuse Adam and everything fall apart. There is also a goddess called Lilith. This is succubus and incubus. Lilith and Lilu. These are high-ranking demons. They enter in men and women dream, have sex with them. What are they doing with these semen and sperms? This is to energize them. If they energize them because they fly in the air, we can't see them with our natural eye, but they fly in the night, in the day. So what do they use? They don't eat. They don't drink our food. They don't drink water. They don't drink. They don't take fuel from like a car. No. So what do they use? They use blood. They use sperms and semen of men to fry them, to energize themselves, and to keep them alive and fit. That's it. That's it, my dear listener. So, this time for you to wake up. 12 o'clock, wake up for the midnight prayer. Morning, early in the morning, 5 o'clock, they normally come. In fact, this spiritual wife and husband, their attendance is to come around 5. Because at 5 o'clock, that is where Almighty Yahweh bring blessings to his children through his angels. So they come in that time to steal, to block your blessings, to steal your whatever God is bringing to you. They take it. As they take it, they sleep with you. They make you mess. Once you are smelling those sperms, once you have splitted those things, you are no longer a friend of Yahweh. Remember Genesis? Almighty Yahweh killed Onan for spearing. He sits on the ground. This is the work of Satan. Once Satan knows a man sits is splitted on the ground or woman, thus you become enemy of Almighty Yahweh. From there, no blessings. No blessings of Almighty Yahweh. So, from there, Satan is free to do all kind of affliction. You can see today, many people are rich, with properties, with cars, with houses. Many are ministers, many are president, many are big people with money and cars. These are physical, material things of the world. But spiritually, they are dead. They have no love, no peace, no joy, no happiness, no self-control, no patience. These are things of Almighty Yahweh which Satan come and steal. Marriages are broken by this spiritual entity. So, my dear listener, we are at war. I will not make you to laugh or to make you to be in a comfort zone in this world. We are at war. We fight day and night. You have to wake up from slumber. Wake up from slumber. It's time to take up the weapon of your warfare. We are given all weapons to fight. We are at war. Midnight war. Morning war. Commanding your day. Commanding the night. We are at war. Until we're gonna say like Apostle Paul, I have fight a good fight of faith. I have finished the race. The race. I am done. This is what I want everyone to say when we are leaving this world. All right. Thank you very much, my dear listeners. Thank you, Brother Anthony Lagmantne from Accra, Ghana. May Almighty Yahweh bless you abundantly and rescue many souls in the world as much as you can. I am free. I am free. I am free. Indeed, whoever the Son of Man set free, he is free indeed. I am free indeed. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. Amen.